Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Thanks so much for being here with us for this Wednesday program, a really fine Wednesday program. Second hour, Carlo Broussard will be here, and we're going to do the Bible blueprint for the Eucharist. This hour, one of my favorite guests, Gary Zimak, is here, and each Lent, I recommend to lots of people to get Gary's book, Give Up Worry for Lent, and do it for Lent. It's a great Lenten practice. It's a great opportunity, especially when we're in the midst of all the graces that God pours out on us during the season of Lent, to learn to truly trust Him. And that's what Gary does in the book, Give Up Worry for Lent, the best-selling. It's a Catholic bestseller for several years now. Gary Zimak, thanks for being with us.
Cy, it's always a pleasure, my brother. You're too kind to me.
Well, I actually am. I think you and I are of the same mind on this, in that too many people in the modern world are suffering year after year with worry, and God doesn't want that for you.
No, He doesn't, Cy. And, you know, Jesus is very clear when He tells us to, He said, do not worry. I mean, I don't know how you can get any clearer than that.
Right.
But, you know, unfortunately, I think often we hear those words and we think, well, that's not possible.
Yeah.
But I've learned, as somebody who has struggled with anxiety, it is possible. But it's possible with the help of Christ. And, you know, I think Lent's the perfect time of the year to work on this, to give up worry and move toward Christ.
So this will be the third Lent that it's available, right?
Third Lent, yes. And once again, it's sold out for the past 2 years. And I'm watching the sales charts, especially on Amazon right now. It's number one bestseller again. It is still in stock, but I have a feeling we're going to sell out once again.
Give Up Worry for Lent. Look, Gary, I don't want to tell you your business, but maybe print more next year. I mean, if every single year, maybe try to print a few more. You've got a whole year to plan for this, Gary.
Cy, it is so amazing. The publisher, the book's published through Ave Maria Press, and the publisher is just amazed. We keep printing more each year, but there's such a need for the book. And, you know, there's just something about this book that resonates with people. You know why, Cy? I think people are worried and they're looking for relief.
Amen. I think you are right. All right, so give me the big picture then. Why? Why give up worry for Lent? What brought this idea to you, and why do it?
You know, it's funny. I've written a lot of books about worry and how the Lord can help us with overcoming worry. But I always wanted to write this book about Give Up Worry for Lent, because the purpose of Lent is to grow closer to Christ and to be transformed literally into His image. Well, He didn't worry. He trusted His Father, right? And if He tells me, do not worry, then it's something that I should take seriously. So, Cy, I wanted to do a daily devotional, essentially. This is a book with a meditation and a Bible verse every day to help people to encounter Christ and with His help to overcome worry. And I'll tell you, it has affected so many people's lives, this book. I am humbled that the Lord's using me. It's my best-selling book by far. And it's just reaching people. And the beautiful thing, Cy, is all I do is I share a few Bible verses and I tell them to go see Jesus, and He does the heavy lifting. And that's what happens. He becomes real to them, Cy. That's what we need. He needs to become real to us in order to stop worrying. He is real, but for a lot of us, He's not real enough.
Our number is 888-318-7884. If you have questions about giving up worry for Lent, your call, very, very welcome. 888-318-7884. It sometimes seems to me, Gary, that honestly, the modern world, and now with this year of COVID, even more, it's just like a machine for creating worry in people. It's a machine for creating upset and anxiety.
You know, Cy, it is amazing with the instant access to news that we have, whether it's weather, whether it's COVID information, or, you know, the division in the country. It's very easy to get spun up and to worry, to think that God's out of control. And, you know, we have to do some work. I mean, that's what this book is all about. It's a simple way to point people toward the Bible and let the Lord speak to them. But yes, it is incredibly, you can't go anywhere without being reminded that there's nothing but gloom and doom ahead, and that everything's bad, and you know it's difficult. It's difficult, but it is possible to experience the peace that the Lord wants us to have. But we just have to do what we can. I think when we worry, Cy, we try to control what we can't control. What I can control is I can open my Bible up, I can turn the news off, and I can pray. I can receive the Eucharist. There's things I can do And that's how we could feel this peace.
888-318-7884 is our number. Gary Zimak is our guest. He's the best-selling author of the book, Give Up Worry for Lent, which is now approaching its third Lent. And each of the previous two, thousands and thousands of people have taken the step and followed the daily readings to give up worry for Lent. What's it like for a person who's a worrier to give up worry?
You know, it's the first thing, and I work on this in the beginning of the book, the first thought that many people have is, well, this won't work for me, you know, because we get used to it. It becomes a habit. But Cy, you should see the emails I get from people who tell me this is working. And it's like, yeah. And I talk to Jesus all the time and I say, hey, Jesus, listen, I'm sending people to you and don't make me look bad. but he comes through. You know, I did a retreat one time in Washington State, and I told somebody who suffered from worry for years, I said, go into the chapel and talk to Jesus. And he said, it was amazing. I never thought to do that before. You know, for years as a cradle Catholic, as somebody who struggled with anxiety, I never made the connection. I'm embarrassed to say I never thought Jesus was real enough to help me. But boy, it's so great to hear from people whose lives are changed.
You know, it's so funny, too, because there's people who will worry, well, if I don't know what to do if I go sit there with Jesus. Like the worry, it becomes an obstacle to overcoming the worry.
Yes. And I will say, and look, I struggled with this, too, when I first started going to adoration. I'll say, just go in, go sit with them. Just sit there for a little. And, you know, don't panic. You can't say the wrong thing to Jesus, you know, so it's just, Cy, this has been such a journey for me, and I'm so blessed that the Lord's using me in this way to reach out to people who are anxious. I didn't plan it this way, but I'm certainly not going to say no.
Right. Again, our number 888-318-7884. If you have questions about giving up worry for Lent, if you have questions in general about worry and the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the living God who came among us basically to help us get over all of our worries and know that we have a home and a father. If you've got questions about that, Gary's the man, 888-318-7884. All right. If somebody does give up worry for Lent, does the readings each day of Lent, follows along, and then the next year they come back and they do it again, would you say that's a failure or would you say that's a success? Do you see what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I do. I would say that's absolutely a success. Hey, I do the book every year. My wife does the book every year. Yeah. I wrote the thing and I, you know, and that's one of the things, Cy, I want to point out too. I do a daily email devotional. It's free of charge. I'm going to be supplementing the material in the book every year. So if anybody wants to go to the website, my website, followingthetruth.com, and sign up for my daily emails, you get one email a day, and it's going to be me and you going through this thing together. And I'll be supplementing some of the material in the book, giving some inside information, because I want to walk with people and help them go through this. Yeah, each year we do it, we get a little bit closer to the Lord, and we need that refresher, you know? So it's not a failure.
Well, this is something I have learned from you, Gary, from talking with you over the years, that you give up worry, but it's not like you're peddling some kind of cure, like you're not ever going to be anxious or worried again.
Yeah,
it's about how trusting God makes it possible to deal with that.
That's such a good point. And, you know, as somebody who has experienced panic attacks, I mean, I've been dealing with anxiety from the time I was young. I would say, Cy, that I have a tendency to be anxious. I'm a fearful person. So I can't necessarily control fear. Fear is an emotion, but what I can control is what I do with that fear. And in my case, my fear has eventually led me closer to Christ. Now, what I've noticed is over time, I'm less afraid because I trust him more, because I'm walking with him. But anybody, if you're just getting started with this, it's okay to be afraid. There are a lot of very holy people in the Bible documented as being afraid, including the Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, Moses. You know, these people were afraid, but they took that fear and they let that fear lead them closer to the Lord. So that's what I would say. You're still going to experience fear from time to time. Cy, when I'm trying to reach my wife and she's in the car and she's not answering her phone, my mind automatically says, oh, she's been in a car accident. But that's the way my mind works. I catastrophize. However, now I know, okay, let me pray. it's, you know, the fear sets in, and then I turn to Jesus and ask for help. So it's kind of a process that evolves.
888-318-7884. Already got some questions for Gary, but there are lines open if you'd like to call and talk about giving up worry for Lent. Maybe you want to talk in more general terms about the need. You might have a need to give up worry yourself and like some help from Gary about what the Bible has to say about that, what Jesus has to say about that, and some practical tips. And this is one of the things I do, you know, I appreciate about you, Gary, is the practical side of it. Learn, yeah. Practically learn, not just like, hey, trust in God, but you have to learn. Yeah. It's a skill like any other skill. You got to learn to trust in God.
You do, and I struggle with it every day. And I think I've told you before, I constantly talk to the Lord and I say, Lord, I've got enough material to write a lot of books. You can stop with me, but he keeps putting me through this. And I shared with you several months ago, my wife was suffering from horrible anxiety due to the COVID-19. We were all healthy. We never got it. We're okay. But it was and she wouldn't mind me talking about this. It was a big conversion for her. She got so close to the Lord as we prayed our way through this thing. So, yeah, practicality is important. But look, there were nights where I was up with her in the night. She was crying out to God for help. And we prayed through it, you know? I was a little annoyed with how long he took to heal her, because this took months. But, you know, it's part of the process. I believe in being practical. And I would say, don't get too hung up to anybody. Don't get hung up on your feelings. You could still be afraid. But if you don't let that fear turn to worry and you let it turn to prayer, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. The feelings will come around eventually.
888-318-7884, the number. I have to take a break, Gary. I love that you say that you are willing to say that you got annoyed with the Lord. So many, this is part of the whole thing of trusting God is you can talk to him about whatever you got. You want to be annoyed with him? He's a big guy. He can take you being annoyed. 888-318-7884. Before we go to the break, I want to remind you that just this week, we have a sale on the School of Apologetics courses. Full courses are just $60, which is an unbelievable price for a full School of Apologetics course. The mini courses are just $25. Well, that's also an unbelievable price. And it's easy to do. You just go to shop.catholic.com and you put in the promo codes. The promo code for the full courses is Spring CASA 1. CASA meaning Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. So it's CASA. So Spring CASA 1 for the $60 deal for the full courses, if you want to take a full course. And if you want to take one of the mini courses, Spring CASA 2 at shop.catholic.com.
Call us now with your question on Catholic Answers Live.
Hi, this is Cy, and it's come to our attention that there are some people who haven't even listened to our podcast, Catholic Answers Focus, in which we take the time each week to dig deeply into just one very interesting topic at a time. For example, this week on Monday's episode, we asked Carlo Broussard whether hell is unfair. And then on Wednesday's episode, we asked Joe Heschmeyer about the proper way to disagree with the Pope. Yes, it turns out there is a proper way to disagree with the Pope. You really should be listening. Catholic Answers Focus is available wherever you get your podcasts. Watch it on YouTube or just visit us at CatholicAnswersFocus.com.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite monks of Wyoming. Delicious mystic monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All mystic monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase mystic monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
EWTN is now on Twitter. Get short, timely messages from EWTN on your computer or cell phone. It's easy to stay up to date on a wide variety of topics. Pro-life news, Vatican announcements, catechesis, apologetics, the latest EWTN programming, and more. You can link to EWTN on Twitter from our homepage or go to twitter.com/EWTN. At work, at home, at school, and on the road, stay connected to your world with EWTN's Twitter page.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I always like About a week before Lent, we try to have Gary on to talk about his book, Give Up Worry for Lent. So if you're one of those folks, as many of us Catholics are now, many Christians, not just Catholics, are thinking, what am I going to do for Lent? What am I going to give up? What am I going to do in a positive sense? What's my prayer life going to be like? And if you are a worrier, or you're married to a worrier, or you have a worrier in the family, I would strongly recommend that you consider this book, Give Up Worry for Lent. It's very, very simple program. You just, each day has a Bible reading, each day has a reflection, and you commit to do these throughout Lent, and you grow closer to Jesus. As I was saying to Gary at the break, there's such a thing as preaching trusting God, and there's such a thing as teaching trusting God. And the thing I like about you, Gary, is the teaching trusting God.
Yeah, and you know, as I was saying to you off air, Si, I trust him now.
Yeah.
I didn't always,
yeah.
But I trust him. I'm more inclined to say, Lord, I don't like this. I don't really understand it, but hey, you've always been there for me. I trust you.
Amen.
And that's not me. That's the Holy Spirit helping me.
Exactly right. I identify very, very much with that, Gary. That for me, the process really is connected to sitting with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. I can't describe to people how it's not like a miracle happens one day, but it is like a miracle happens day after day after day. I don't know how else to describe it, but it's a true transformation of your ability to trust in God.
Yeah, and it's an example of the transformative power of Christ. And
Amen.
You know, he's real. I know this sounds, I'm on Catholic Answers Live saying Jesus is real. That's not a revelation, but it's something really feel.
Yeah,
it is, isn't it?
Right. Like, yeah, you can believe it or you can experience it. And I recommend the experience.
Yes.
Allie didn't want to stay on the air. She's been an oncology nurse for 20 years, she says, and now she's got a brother-in-law just diagnosed with cancer. How can I be there for my family and not worry? How can I call and comfort them when I have seen all of the effects of cancer?
It's a tough one, Si. You know, nobody's denying that there isn't suffering in the world and that the Lord will not allow us to go through certain suffering. The only thing I would say is if you want to be there for your family and not worry, I would pray for them. I would tell them you're praying for them. And I would say to remember a few things. You might not feel these things, but to remember them. Number one is that God is all powerful. Number two, that God loves you. And number three, that God is with you. And if he is allowing you or your brother-in-law or anybody else to go through anything unpleasant, there's a reason. Now, you don't necessarily have to say that to the person who's suffering, but there's a reason. And I really believe that, Si. I believe that so many conversions have come about through illnesses, and mine came about through a medical issue. So, you know, that's the best thing I could say. And just pray for them and be supportive for them.
888-3187-884, the number. Thank you, Allie. There are a couple lines open, so if you want to call, 888-3187-884. But as long as there are folks waiting to talk with you, Gary, I'm just going to keep going back to the lines, all right?
Let's do it, brother.
All right, Rich in Pueblo, Colorado, listening to EWTN on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 130. You are first up, at least live on the line. You're first up with Gary Zimak. Go ahead with your question, Rich.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. It's amazing. I just left Adoration a good 20 minutes ago, walked outside, got in my car, come to pick up my granddaughter, and heard you guys talking about going to Adoration to help you with anxiety, and it works for me. It really does. I read a lot about our country now. I have 12 grandkids, and their future is one of my main concerns.
Yeah.
But I also find that not only going to Adoration, but sometimes when, you know, during the night when I wake up praying my rosary, and when I'm getting nervous, I'll say a Hail Mary and then followed by a rosary, and praying just seems to help me. And I always have been a worrier, you know, ever since I was young, but there is a, you know, a way of getting around it, I guess you'd say, peace that comes with praying.
Yeah. So I just want to get a little more, Rich, and then I'll let Gary comment on it. But you started going to Adoration, like how long have you been going, and how did you begin to notice that it was relieving these anxieties?
Well, I've been going for quite a while, my wife and I, but especially now, well, since the election, that I've been going almost daily, uh-huh. And it's helping me. I feel peace, you know, just gazing at the Blessed Sacrament and opening my heart, my mind to Jesus. Just it helps me so much, you know, calms me down, makes me realize he's in control.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, and I leave there a different person than when I walked in.
Yep. Gary, go ahead.
I love it, Rich. Thank you so much for saying that. That's so true. That's what it's all about. And it's not you or me bringing about that peace in ourselves. Jesus is giving us that peace. And that's what happens when you spend time in his presence. I've been going to daily mass for as long as I can remember. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. Sometimes I just feel better when I receive him or if I'm able to spend some time in adoration with him. My problems don't necessarily go away, but all of a sudden I just get... Sometimes it's not a feeling. In my case, Rich, I don't know about with you. Sometimes it starts in my brain. It's an intellectual thought like, oh, the Lord's in control. I'm still nervous, but he's in control. And eventually it filters down into my heart.
Is that similar for you, Rich?
Yes, it is. That's exactly the way it happens. It's so peaceful.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's the Gary, I got to say, thanks, Rich, very much for the call. Our number, if you'd like to talk about giving up worry for Lent, if you want to talk about worry and God's love for you, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. I think part of, you know, the reason why I do feel very supportive of your work and I want you to come on before Lent every time and talk about this book is that there is peace and you just want so badly for people to know there is peace. It's possible to have peace.
That's what I was just talking to my wife about the other day. I said, I feel so bad. And Si, that's why I do what I do. People are suffering needlessly. And I'm sure it hurts Jesus too, because there is an answer. And yet my job, I view it as my job to let people know that he's real. And that he wants to help them, and that it is possible. You don't need to be an intellectual. You just need to literally surrender your life to Christ. Lord, I surrender. Or the prayer that Peter prayed when he was sinking, when he tried to walk on water. Lord, save me. I love that prayer. The Lord's not going to say, well, wait a minute, that's not enough. It's only three words. You got to give me more than that. I mean, Lord, save me is a great prayer.
It really is, isn't it? Yeah, that's enough. You don't need more than that.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And it works, you know, because that's the key. And I think for too long, as a cradle Catholic and as somebody who really went through the motions for years, I went to Mass faithfully, but I was lukewarm. I just never thought that Jesus was real and that he could help with my real world problems. Well, guess what? He can. After a 30-year career in the software industry, I'm starting my 10th year in full-time Catholic ministry. That's nuts. I can't believe I'm doing this. But it's because I've really come to believe that Christ is real, and he's providing for my family, for our needs, and he's given me opportunities that I could never have imagined.
888-318-7884, the number. I want to just reset a little bit. Gary Zimak is our guest, and a few years ago, he wrote the book, Give Up Worry for Lent. Thousands of people have gotten the book and made their way through Lent with the daily reflections, with the daily readings from Scripture. If there's anything clear in Scripture, it's that God doesn't want you to worry and he wants you to have peace. Like that no one who loves you would want you to worry or to lack peace. And so there's plenty for Gary to draw on in this. And I know that many people, you know, take on heavy burdens during Lent. Sometimes it's hard to know what to do. Well, there are worse things that one could do with Lent than just walk with Jesus and learn to trust him each day. Come a little closer to trusting in the Lord. If you want to know about Gary or follow him, you can go to followingthetruth.com. You can get his daily emails, followingthetruth.com. The book is available. Where's a website you can go to order the book, Give Up Worry for Lent?
Si, I make it easy. I have the links on my website, followingthetruth.com. But Amazon has it. All the big booksellers have it. But I have it all linked on my website. It's very easy to find.
All the way to Canada now. Canadians worry? I did not know. Also listening to EWTN Channel 130 on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Camille, thanks so much for being with us. Go ahead with your question for Gary Zimak.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, very clearly, yes.
Okay, yeah. I was wondering whether in adoration, when you go to adoration, is there a special prayer that can help us concentrate, can help us connect? Because you kind of sometimes sit and you wonder and then your thoughts start wandering. So is there something that you can recommend to really focus on during adoration in front of the Holy Eucharist?
No, you're the only person whose thoughts wander. All the rest of us, no problem keeping it focused. Oh, wait a second. scratch that, reverse it. Yeah, a lot's been thought about this. Go ahead, Gary.
What a great question, Camille. And I'm sure there are resources. There are books written specifically for Eucharistic adoration, and maybe Cy has some more ideas about them. But personally, for me, and my mind tends to wander a lot. I struggle with daydreaming. It's very much a part of the way my mind works. I find it works best to just be as open and honest with Jesus as possible, saying, Jesus, hi, how you doing? Good to see you. Had a rough day at work, or, you know, whatever it is. Or, Lord, I'm having trouble concentrating. I just want to sit with you a little. Would that be okay? You know, I address him like the real person he is, and I'm sure he loves that.
Camille, you can probably hear the music, and that's why Gary's pausing there. But I want to continue this conversation on the other side. Gary Zimak is our guest. So if you'll hang on, Camille, we'll be right back with you. Gary Zimak is our guest. Give Up Worry for Lent is his book. It's a bestseller, and there's a reason why. He'll help you give up worry this Lent. We'll be right back with more questions for Gary right after this.
We're here for you. Call now. Catholic Answers Live.
If you spend any time on Twitter, Facebook, or mainstream media, you're probably familiar with the litany of slogans that skeptics employ to rescue you from the foolish belief that God exists. The constant onslaught seems to leave people with the idea that they have no alternative but to embrace atheism. How can a Christian respond? In One Less God Than You, John DeRosa breaks down 20 of the most common atheist challenges and shows you how to craft effective answers. Atheism is more aggressive and widespread than ever. Read One Less God Than You and prepare yourself to respond with the joyful truth that God is real. To get your copy of One Less God Than You, visit shop.catholic.com today or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Did you know you can access Catholic Answers Live right from your phone or other mobile device? Download the Catholic Answers Live app today. The Catholic Answers Live app, available now on iOS and Android.
To many people, even many Christians, purgatory is a fantasy, or worse, a wicked lie invented by the church to make salvation complicated and keep people in fear. But I'm here to tell you that purgatory is fact, not fiction. The Bible supports it, Christians have historically believed in it, and it makes theological sense. In my new book, Purgatory is for Real, I provide the evidence and reasoning to help you understand this controversial doctrine and demonstrate how it's actually a joyful, hopeful reality, not something shadowy and mysterious, but a sign of God's love and mercy. To get your copy of Purgatory is for Real, visit shop.catholic.com today or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kelly, your host. Gary Zimak is our guest. He's written a whole bunch of books, and the one we talk about every year at this time, Give Up Worry for Lent, I think it's probably the best he's ever going to do. I mean, he keeps trying, but I think this is probably—oh, sorry, Gary. I didn't know you were listening. But this one, I mean, thousands, as I said, thousands of people get helped by this. I love that we do this every year right before Lent. Can we schedule you now for next year? Because—
Hey, I'm in.
Yeah. This is
let's do it.
This is the great enemy of the spiritual life. This is the great enemy of really enjoying a relationship with Jesus. And he does want you to enjoy a relationship with him. It's worry. This is the big one.
I'm so glad you said that, Cy. Jesus wants us to enjoy our life. He does. You know, it doesn't mean we won't ever have problems, but he wants us to enjoy our life. And worry takes it away from us. And you know, the devil gets in our minds and he wants to convince us of all these things that can go wrong because he doesn't want us to enjoy our lives. And that's something, that's the battle we have to keep fighting.
Camille in Montreal had to drop, so I just wanted to say. But the only thing what I wanted to come back is just to give a little testimony to Camille, because he's saying, you know, his mind wanders and he wants to be more present with the Lord. And in my experience, if you went to Eucharistic adoration, and this is my experience because I've done this, and you went weeks without really having what felt like a breakthrough, or, you know, you did a good job in Eucharistic adoration, at the end of those weeks, you would still have tremendous spiritual rewards, because Jesus does work even when you're not working. Like, he's perfectly capable of doing it without your help.
I love that. And you know, Si, that's the thing that so many of us who are worriers, we like to control things. We tend to be controlling people. We want to control our spiritual lives too, and kind of shut the Holy Spirit out. But that's why Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit. He doesn't expect us to be good Christians using willpower alone. He doesn't want us to just be at peace using willpower. He wants us to let the Spirit work in us, but we want to do better. We want to fix it now. But yes, Jesus does work if we give him a chance. That's beautiful.
Camille, thank you for the call. The book, Give Up Worry for Lent, the author, Gary Zimak. You are welcome to call 888-318-7884. I had to stop myself because Camille's in Canada and we don't publish this book. And I'm not allowed to give away books to people in Canada, because it's complicated shipping, and I can't give away books that we don't have in stock. Like, this is not a Catholic Answers book. This is Ave Maria Press, right? So you probably heard me like pause for a second, because I almost completely blew it. I almost gave away a book that I would get in trouble with everyone over that one. All right, I'm calming down now. Catherine in South Dakota, which is part of the United States, we can send books to South Dakota. Watching on YouTube Live, Catherine, so glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Gary Zimak.
Hi. My question is, I have an anxiety disorder. I'm not sure what type of anxiety disorder, because I haven't been officially diagnosed yet. I like self-diagnosed. And I have scrupulosity as well. I was just wondering if you have any tips on how to handle, or, you know, things to help with that or to gain peace.
Good question, Catherine. I'm going to have to tell you, I'm not a professional. But what I would say, and I have not really dealt with scrupulosity. I've had people come to me who have experienced it. At one time, there used to be a Scrupulosity Anonymous website, or it's a Catholic resource. You might want to check for that. I would certainly encourage you to seek help for the anxiety disorder. And at the same time, pursue your relationship with Jesus. Because the one thing, even though I'm not a professional, what I would say is this: if you go and get treatment for an anxiety disorder, and again, I don't know what your relationship with the Lord is, and you don't work on that, you might miss a great opportunity for a conversion experience. But some people need treatment for the anxiety disorder, either medication or therapy, but you want to make sure you keep up the spiritual part of this as well.
Is that part of your plan, Catherine?
Yeah, I've had a pretty big conversion. I've been Catholic most of my life, but I had a pretty big conversion last September. And since then, right after that, I went to confession then and had a big conversion. And right after I went to confession, then I felt God was calling me again to become a religious sister, which I hadn't thought about for a while. So I'm really discerning that now, and I'm really working on my relationship with God more than I probably ever have in my life. But I was just wondering, and I have looked up some stuff on, like, what Catholics can do, you know, if they have scrupulosity and whatnot. But I was just wondering if you had any other ideas. But
well, I do want to just stress that, and Gary is right on the money as far as the Catholic position on this. Getting help from professionals, psychologists, psychiatrists, whether it's medical interventions or therapeutic interventions, is part of getting better from anxiety disorders. We don't sell the, you know, just turn it over to Jesus. Jesus wants you to go to doctors if you have a problem.
Yep.
But the other side of it, it seems like you've got the spiritual side pretty good. Are you the other side of it? Are you open to that?
I am. I don't know if this is the time to do it because with COVID.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's a good idea to go out and see people unnecessarily. I feel like my anxiety disorder is not nearly as bad as a lot of other people's might be. Like, my symptoms, I don't think, are as bad, so I may not need medication for it, especially if it's not, like, a good time for me to go see a doctor right now. Yeah, I mean, it is something I've thought about, especially since if I'm going to be joining a religious order, a lot of times they are going to require that you get, like, a, you know, mental examination, physical examination, all that stuff beforehand. So I probably will do it anyway, but
Well, you're inspiring. I'm so happy to hear about your conversion. I mean, that's the, that's the one thing, isn't it, Gary? That's the, I mean,
it is.
It's the one thing you would want everyone to have, is to realize, is to come into that relationship of love with Jesus.
Amen. And Si, if I could say one thing, Catherine, my wife recently, within the past several months, she suffered tremendously from COVID-related anxiety. She was able to speak to a Catholic therapist over using a Zoom session. So they did a televisit. So a lot of therapists are doing that, realizing that people don't want to take the risk and go out into the office. So that might be another option to explore.
As a matter of fact, that's growing very much this year.
Yeah.
And there were some that were doing it already. I know that over at CatholicCounselors.com, they were already doing that kind of thing. But the possibilities are open. Catherine, God bless you. And if you'd ever like to call back and let us know how the discernment is going, I'd be very interested to hear. It seems like I just feel like, I don't know, I have this thing, Catherine, I'll say thanks to you, but my kids went to Catholic school, and my daughters at one point said to me, "Dad, what's a nun?" And I realized, oh my gosh, they've never, you know, they're like in fourth grade or something, and what's a nun? And I just feel like we used to have these examples of these holy women, but there's just so many fewer of them. I feel very encouraged whenever a young woman says, I'm considering that vocation. I'm glad it's coming alive again. Gary Zimak is our guest. 888-318-7884 is our number. We're talking about giving up worry for Lent. Don't believe you can do it? Don't believe it's for you? Well, lots of people have thought that about Jesus, and he surprises them. Give Up Worry for Lent, a great book to get started on that relationship of trust with Jesus. Up next, in Omaha, Nebraska, Tom in Omaha, Nebraska, listening on KVSS Spirit Catholic Radio. Go ahead, Tom, with your question for Gary Zimak.
Thank you. Is worry ever good? Is there ever a time when worry is good for us and necessary? And taking the case of Mary and Joseph, when they lost Jesus, it seems to me they were worried. Mm-hmm. And then when you say he wants us to be happy, well, yes, except with our when we have to take up our cross and so on, there are plenty of times when we cannot be happy.
Great point, Tom. Here's what I think, and I'm really glad you brought this up. The first thing I would say, we have to differentiate between fear, which is an emotion, and worry, which is taking that emotion, letting it lead to, the what-if syndrome and wondering if this doesn't work out, what's going to happen. Basically, worry is taking that fear and not trusting God. And then there's concern, which is taking that fear and letting it lead you to some form of action. We don't typically start to worry until we get to the point where we can't do anything to fix the problem. So if we're afraid, we should be concerned in certain cases. Yeah, Mary and Joseph realized they had a problem and they went back to look for Jesus. So that fear, like, where is he, turned into concern, and that concern turned into action. Worry is, it doesn't really involve action. Worry is certainly, it's just a pointless spinning of the wheels. And in terms of positive elements of worrying, I would say no. And that's why Jesus said, do not worry. He didn't say, do not worry unless you have a reason. But this is a common belief. I did a retreat one time where somebody said to me, you know, it feels like if I'm not worrying, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But that's where I would say, if you have a problem or something's, a fear in your life, or there's some sort of a problem, you should be concerned, and God definitely wants you to do what you should do about it. And as far as the point that there are some people who have no worries and their lives are a mess, I agree with you. Some people maybe should be a little worried or concerned about oftentimes spiritual things. You know, a lot of people aren't too concerned about what's going to happen after they die, and maybe that should be a concern. But I hope that makes some sort of sense, Tom.
Tom?
Yeah, that's great. That's excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
So concern and worry are two different things.
Oh, yeah. Concern's a good thing. Concern is, I got a problem. I need to see, can I do anything about it? But worry is when I can't do anything about it, and I begin to panic, and I begin to not trust God. A lot of times he lets us get to the point where there's nothing we can do because he wants us to trust him. So you're really onto a good point here, and I hope I clarified it.
Yeah. He says, when you said he wants us to be happy,
He does.
Well, that's true, but that can't be all the time, everybody, all the time.
You know what, Tom? One of the things that always struck me when, and I'm going to paraphrase this in the Bible, where we're told that Jesus endured the suffering of the cross for the joy that was, you know, behind it or whatever. So it is possible to experience joy. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit, even in the midst of tremendous suffering. Paul talks about this in his letter to the Philippians. It's not a giddy type of happiness where you're doing cartwheels. But I've met people with stage four cancer who are incredibly peaceful and you might even say happy, you know, filled with joy. That's I believe it is possible. It's challenging. It doesn't mean we don't suffer. It doesn't mean we don't cry. But I think there's a certain sense of joy that goes along with the relationship with the Lord. And for me, Tom, I just find that so comforting, that thought, you know, to know no matter what's happening to me externally, I can still choose joy. And my joy comes from my relationship with the Lord. Again, joy is a fruit of the Spirit.
Tom, thanks very much. Appreciate that call. We do have to go to a break. Our guest is Gary Zimak. You're welcome to call. We've got him for a few more minutes with us, still the top of the hour, 888-318-7884. We're talking about Gary's book, now a Catholic bestseller for a couple of years running, and we hope it'll hit the bestseller list again this Lent, or as we prepare for this Lent, because it is a book that has helped thousands of people. Give up worry for Lent. Are you thinking about, what should I do for Lent? Well, maybe this is one of the things. Give up worry for Lent. Each day, a different Bible reading. Each day, a different meditation. All organized in a way that's meant to help you turn into a trusting person, become that trusting person that in the face of fear, in the face of upset, may have all those fears and all those upsets, but isn't going to be a worrier. Give up worry for Lent, available now. You can just take a look at Gary's website, followingthetruth.com, to find your copy of Give Up Worry for Lent. And also for this Lent, here's another thing you can read, 20 Answers Lent. That one's free. It's a free ebook. We made it just for Lent so that you'd have something to read and be prepared, understand what we're doing in Lent and what the whole Catholic celebration of Lent is about. It's good for Catholics and non-Catholics. Lots of non-Catholics growing more and more interested in Lent year by year, I think, because people are growing more and more in the realization that we need to be firmly anchored in the Lord. And that requires things like repentance and penance and spending time, not just, doing what we want, but spending time doing what we've been called to do in prayer, repentance, and acts of charity. 20 Answers Lent. It's free right now in the ebook format at shop.catholic.com.
Hang on. We'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects homebuyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Do you love sharing the gospel and want to learn to be more effective? Join the St. Paul Street Evangelization Online School of Evangelization. You will learn to build bridges of trust and make disciples by befriending strangers, proclaiming the gospel, inviting people to the church, and praying with others. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you are unable to give, we'll give you a membership at no cost. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
He was a doctor of the church, a Carmelite, and one of the most famous mystics of all time.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. John of the Cross wanted to help all Christians to become saints. One of his most important teachings was to encourage us all to learn how to love. For there is no love, he said, put love, and you will find love. He died in 1591.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Not worried about a thing because Gary Zimak is here. He wrote the book Give Up Worry for Lent. We always do this show. It's become a tradition now, 3 years running. We'll do four, five, six until we have defeated this demon of worry that is everywhere in the modern world. God doesn't want it for you, and he's willing to free you from it. You just got to let him. So Give Up Worry for Lent, a perfect book for Lent, something you can do each day throughout the course of Lent. As I said, Gary Zimak, the author, and he is our guest as well. You can find him at followingthetruth.com. But Gary, I don't want to confuse anybody, but pretty soon you'll have another book which will continue this even past Lent, called Give Up Worry for Good.
Yes. You know, Cy, I haven't mentioned this too much, but on March 12th, this book comes out. People have been asking me, well, what happens when Lent's over? You know, I've had this question, and people have literally said, can I start worrying again? I said, no, you can't start worrying again. But I've got that question. So between that question and people asking, can we do this program in a group study, Ave Maria Press and myself, we came up with a new book called Give Up Worry for Good, which is the follow-up to Give Up Worry for Lent. So once Lent is finished, you can go right into the new book. It's an 8-week program. It can be done individually or in a group format. It's a very similar format to Give Up Worry for Lent, but it's meant to be used year-round, and it is pre-orderable now. And it is available, will be available on March the 12th. And I am so honored that none other than my friend Cy Kellett endorsed the book.
Which is why I think it's the greatest book ever written, because I never get asked to endorse a book. So this must be the greatest book ever written. I mean, I endorsed the book on exorcism, which was excellent. And now this, Gary. I'm up to two.
I'm honored. So, I'm honored, brother.
But I didn't exaggerate at all in saying you should read this book, because they sent me the early galleys of it. So you get to read it. And I feel like I'm so in sync with you, Gary, in that this is a doorway that if more people would walk into it, just the whole world of spiritual health and joy would open up to them. Give up worry.
Yeah. It's amazing what can happen. And you know, we can all do it. We can't all give up fear, because fear is an emotion. But as I said earlier, it happens gradually. But we can give up worry. And that's why Jesus said, don't worry, because we can do it. We can still be afraid, but we can be praying, maybe reading the Bible. We can be reading books by Gary Zimak. How's that? Instead of worrying, right? But no, I'm excited about this. I'm excited about the new book. And it's the perfect follow-up for Give Up Worry for Lent. And by the way, that is pre-orderable on Amazon right now, or directly from Ave Maria Press, March 12th.
But it doesn't come out till March 12th. So if you want to do the Lent thing, that's available now. That's been available for a couple of years. Give Up Worry for Lent.
Right.
A lot of people want to talk to you, Gary, so I want to go back to the phones.
Let's do it.
888-318-7884, the number. Let's go to Conrad in San Antonio, Texas. Conrad, you there with us?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
I'm very happy to. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
Well, question, you know, thought or the mind is the first thing that we, as far as sinning, what do we do and how do we know that we're doing enough so that we don't worry about and know that we are spiritually okay when we die, that we're not going to have any problems?
Oh, you're thinking about the parable of the talents. So there is a sense that God does expect from us that we work for the kingdom. So how do we know that we've done enough and don't have to worry?
Conrad, that is a good question. My philosophy on this, and I get exactly where you're coming from. This is something that I've wrestled with. I've spoken to the Lord often saying that, Lord, I really want to get to heaven. I really love you. I want to serve you. Let me know if there's anything else that I can do. Let me know if there's something I'm not doing that I should be doing. And I believe he does. I mean, you know, if you honestly are doing all you can, then you're probably in good shape. If there's nothing else, but I think if we pray sometimes, if we spend time in adoration, if we sit with the Bible, generally, if we're not doing something inside, you might have a feeling about this or not, I'm not sure. Sometimes, generally speaking, the Lord lets us know. He gives us that little feeling, well, maybe you didn't do everything you can. But I think it would be really cruel of him to not tell us if there was something else we were supposed to do. And he's not cruel. So I really believe he'll let us know if there's something we should be doing.
What do you think, Conrad?
Good deal. Thank you very much for the answer.
Yeah, thank you, Conrad. I love that answer, Gary. It's that answer of someone who knows Jesus, because he's not going to just let you slip around and slide around and end up missing out on heaven. If you just ask him, what do you need me to do, Jesus? Yeah. He'll let you know. He's like that.
Yeah, he is. And be open, because I fool myself sometimes. I'm not honest with myself, and the Lord knows that. But the more you're around him, it's hard to fool yourself, because he's going to keep pushing and letting you know that you're not doing something. But I think if you intend to do all you can for him, and you have the best of intentions, you're going to be in good shape.
Have you ever had this experience, Gary? Because I have had this experience of actually getting, and it quite surprised me sometimes when I got it, of don't do something, because I'm not asking you to do that, which is actually, it comes as a kind of a relief, because you're putting all this pressure on you. I've got to do this for the Lord. And then you bring it to the Lord in prayer. And over time, you get this very clear sense, I didn't ask you to do that. Don't do it.
I've learned that, and it's funny, because I've suffered from trying to serve the Lord in the way that I want to serve him, and ignore the opportunities that he puts in my face. I remember when my kids were young, and one time they were sick, and I would go to daily mass, and I was annoyed that I had to stay home and help my wife take care of the kids. And then I thought, wait a minute, what am I doing? This is my family. The Lord wants me here, you know, but we get like that sometimes. No, Lord, I don't want to serve you by talking to my neighbor. He's annoying. I want to serve you by reading my prayer book. And then I'll realize, wait a minute, I got to go out and love people too.
Right. But I love the way you deal with the anxiety about, I don't want to face Jesus and there's things I didn't do. Just ask Jesus then. He'll tell you what he wants you to do. Like, when you really have faith in Jesus, you go, he's not going to, there's no trick questions on the test. There's no trick.
Yeah. No, I know. But you know, sometimes I've wrestled with that. So I understand where Conrad's coming from.
Yeah.
But then through spiritual direction and through prayer and talking to other people, I was told, no, Jesus is not trying to trick you. He wants you to get to heaven. He's not going to, you know, you're going to get up there and find out,
you were so close, Gary.
I just needed one
more book out of you. Yeah, no. Conrad, God bless you, and thank you so much for that wonderful question. Let's go to Julia in Washington State, listening on the EWTN app. Julia, I got to ask you to be kind of quick, because we're coming up against it. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, thanks for your show. We appreciate it. I just wanted to comment. My husband is high anxiety, and I'm low-key live in the moment, and so we're total opposites. So some of our kids, they are the high anxiety, and the best way I felt to deal with them is just go through each scenario. You know, what if this? Okay. What if this? Live it out. What if this? Okay. You know, go to each consequence.
Yeah.
And, you know, just loving them out and just say, is this really the worst that could happen? Are you going to hell in this scenario? No, then you're okay. Because our whole purpose in life is to go home, right?
Amen,
and
sister.
And then the other guy... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be quick.
No, you're doing great. I was just saying amen. I like what you're saying. Preach it. Go ahead.
Too.
Thanks. Okay. And then the other thing was holy joy, which through my rosary, because I have six kids, I do my walk and I pray rosary every night, just God and I. And he's been working with me with holy joy, because there's lots of suffering and sacrifice, and I have health issues, whatever. Everyone has their own thing. But he's been saying, do it out of love. He's been pounding in me, holy joy, because I'm like, God, how can I be happy when I'm suffering so much? You know, some days I can't even do my job. And he's like, holy joy. And he's revealed to me that holy joy is like how I give to my kids. I love them so much that it doesn't bother me. I do it out of love. Sorry, I didn't know I was going to get choked up. But I do the same with God. I love him so much. It just doesn't hurt. It's like, I want to give back. You know, look at Jesus on the cross. It's like, I want to give a portion of that back.
Yeah,
so,
Julia.
Those were my comments.
Oh, God, they're beautiful. Thank you so much. Gary, what do you want to say?
Julia, you're fantastic. Thank you so much. You're such an inspiration. I agree with you. That's so good. Thank you.
Then as soon as we get to you, Gary, the music comes on. Like,
really?
Gary, what do you think? All right, thanks for sharing your 2 seconds of thoughts, Gary. Gary Zimak is my friend, and I am so proud that we get to have him on before Lent each year to recommend his book, Give Up Worry for Lent. It's paralyzing. You don't need it. The Lord doesn't want you to have it. And this book is one more thing that'll help you let go of it. Give up worry for Lent. You can find it over at Gary's website, which is called followingthetruth.com. You can also find the new book. Pre-order it. It's called Give Up Worry for Good. Gary Zimak, God bless you, brother. I love it when you're on.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you, too.
Very blessed Lent, too, Gary.
Thanks, Si. You too, buddy.
Coming up, Carlo Broussard. We're going to do the Bible blueprint for the Eucharist, right? Eucharist, yes. There's Carlo standing right there. He says yes. Right back with that, right after this on Catholic Answers Live.